Hi, greetings of the day to all and everyone. My name is Uday Bhatte. I am an engineering professional. I have done my engineering in instrumentation from Mumbai University. I have done hardcore engineering projects in refineries, plants, then moving on to smart buildings, then moved into a consulting role for an IPC, that is an international property consultant. And I started working with the top two in the industries. Then whilst moving with the clients in my role as a consultant, I moved from the service provider side or consulting side to the client side. I've worked with the number one shipping conglomerate in the world. And then right now I'm working with a big pharmaceutical, which is in the top 10 globally. My presentation here is about administration. Administration as a word has a very broad perspective. What we have tried to do is to make a crisp description of the function as well as what it entails. Please bear with me. I would try to correlate it with what we generally do in our day-to-day activities, so that there is a better understanding of the subject and it doesn't become a monotonous routine of just going through the slides and the points. So good luck to all of you. So this subject will help you build up your career ahead and you become successful in whatever role you take on in future. Whenever you do that, basically administration is one of the bases of whatever you do in life. Let me correlate it with what we do. So during our younger days, our administrators would be our parents, our mother and father. So they basically set up the roles of do's and don'ts, and if I may say so, the policies of what you can do and what you cannot do. And that's how. Whilst going through this entire journey of these chapters entailed in this presentation, we would on time to time correlate it with what we do in actual life. So good luck to all of you. Let's start. Now another part. Definitions are there to be, I wouldn't say to be done by heart or rota, but definition is basically how you can very precisely in very small amount of words define a certain condition. So we have a definition for administration, which is a function determining the policy, also process of activity, running a business, establishment or organization. The rest, what I would like to correlate it to you is that our house also, we are there as part of that organization. You have your mother and father who decide of when you should come, when you should go, what you can eat, what you can do, till you reach your adulthood and you are free to take your own decision. But there are certain guidelines which you have to follow. Similarly, administration in any organization is a custodian of policy and ensures that all policies are adhered to and are followed, and then they also recommend changes into the administration policy from time to time. And administration helps business do better. What basically administration does is that it generates an environment for people to perform their core activities, whereas taking the other activities onto themselves. So administration of a business includes the performance or management of business operations and decision making, as well as the efficient organization of people and other resources to direct activities towards common goals and objectives. So an administrator would ensure that whenever you are in office, the office is very well maintained. You can be at your workspace, or whether that workspace can be an office, it can be a factory, it can be a retail outlet, it can be anything. They ensure that whenever you reach your place of work, everything is good for you to perform to the best of your abilities. So where we start from is, we have a fantastic book written by a very famous mining engineer way back in 1800s, and he wrote this book of Five Elements of Administration, and basically his experience over a period of time whilst doing his job, he's put in together the basic points within which an administrator can be defined as. So an administration or an administrator, the department and people, they are involved in planning, organizing, command, coordination, control, and also creating output. So now to correlate it, this with what we do is that an administrator would plan how the office is. Okay, he will basically organize a lot of activities within the organization. Definitely he will command and ensure that everyone follows the policy to the book. He'll do a lot of coordination between the business and definitely his end customers, those are the employees, to ensure that they get services to the best of their abilities as within the gamut of the policies of the organization. He will also maintain control over what happens within the office. Also would try to see to it that he can extend it whenever he's or the person is out of office. Doing all this definitely adds to the efficiency of the organization and generates an output. The famous author Henry, as he has pointed out, what are the basic business activities into these functions? So we have whenever we look at any manufacturing facilities, so definitely there would be production. And apart from the engineering, what is used to maintain the production facility to the best of its output, there are some technical activities which an administrator has to take into consideration about maintenance and upkeep of the premises as well as the machinery. There are definitely commercial activities involved, because whenever we have an organization, we will definitely need a lot of things, right? And all those things are taken care by administrator, and he ensures that at any point in time, there is no dearth of materials either required for the business or for the employees within the organization. Definitely, whenever you are doing this or acting as an administrator, you have to manage the funds. It is as good as managing the P&L. Every organization gives administrator a budget, and he has to ensure that the employees get the best of the service and the facility, whether the factory or an office, runs to its full efficiency within the parameters set by that organization. As any organization or factory, there would be security required to ensure safety of the people in the premises as well as the assets of that organization within the premises. Definitely there would be accounting activities. As he's managing a budget, he would have to take into account what is the budget allocated, what are the spends done, and give an update to the organization that administration as a department, how it is functioning. Also, a lot of data is collected by administrator for HR to generate or modify policies required for that organization. Then, as a head of department or any employee within the administration gamut, will do a managerial work. Whether he is a very simple technical supervisor right up to the head of the department, he has to manage. He has to manage expectations. He has to manage the premises. He has to manage the assets. So he, by virtue of the function, becomes a typical manager. Now Henry Foyle, he has tried to put down certain points wherein you can identify or qualities of a manager, and depending upon what the organization is or what is the basic requirement of that organization, the percentage of points or weightage you give to these certain qualities will differ from time to time. So you need definitely a person who is physical, health, vigor and address. He should have mental strength as well as physical strength, because administrator, apart from doing a typical job of ensuring that everything is working as per clockwork, there is a lot of pressure which falls onto an administrator with regards to day-to-day activities. He should be morally responsible. In that, I am saying that as after salaries in any organization, the second biggest cost is administration. He should have a knowledge or know-how about a lot of things. He has to be multi-talented. It doesn't precisely be related only to managerial, to finance. He should have a lot of people skills. He will be a liaising person. So he needs to be a person who can don many hats. Okay. Another part is that as per requirement, he needs to have a very specific knowledge depending upon the organization. Now, just to correlate it, if you are working in a factory, then definitely you need to know the factories act. If you are working for a service industry, it could be say a call center, it could be a retail, then you need to know what all things are required for you to ensure that that organization and the premises which you are managing runs to its optimum efficiency. Definitely, what also counts is the experience. Experience comes with knowledge, and most important part of experience is how you impart the knowledge which you have collected onto ground. Now, as I was telling you, I would like to correlate it with an organization. So when we are living in a family, whether it is a nucleus or a joint family, you have these administrators, right? And if you see all those qualities which I've mentioned earlier, you would definitely see that you would correlate them to your parents or your guardians. They ensure that when you reach home, everything is there. They ensure that you can take further education. They take a lot of your physical and mental stress onto themselves so you can perform to the best of your ability and go out into the world and make a name for yourself. Now, the basic principles of administration which Henry has put down is division of work. Definitely, the administration as word per se is boundaryless. Okay. To put so is that an administrator does everything which helps the organization to perform better. So definitely he has to do a division of work, typically either a technical or a non-technical. It could be hard activities or soft activities. It could be hospitality. So there is a lot of things that goes into it. Other part is definitely what comes with the department or the organization is authority and responsibility. He definitely has authority, but he also has the responsibility to perform. In any organization, whether you're working for any department, you need to have a certain level of discipline. You have to be very structured. Another part is unity of command. Everyone has definitely got freedom to express, freedom to give their point of view, but whenever you work in an organization, all of us work together, and whenever we reach a consensus of making a certain decision, whether it is with regards to policy or whether it is with regards to benefits, then you have to follow what the collective has decided. Unity of direction. It is necessary that you follow the direction or the objectives laid down by the organization and work towards it. As I mentioned earlier, that when you work in a group and when you work in a team, you have to keep group interest or team interest above your individual interest. You also, if you are at the head of the chain, then you also have to do remuneration of the personnel. You have to work towards the salary, you have to benchmark the salary, and you have to ensure that they are properly compensated. What we say here is centralization or decentralization of authority. There are certain activities or there have to be certain authority matrix within the department. There would be some critical decision which would be within the purview of the head of the department, and there would be non-critical decisions which would be with an individual managing that particular function within the department. Now, point number 9 is called scalar chain. Scalar chain is basically that there is direct line of communication within the department. It would be to correlate it very simply, is that at any point in time, any executive could easily approach the managing director, as well as the managing director at any point in time can directly approach the executive. So there is a certain chain of command, but there is no hard line that you cannot reach to a person above your manager. So there are simple lines of communication. Definitely any department needs to have order. There has to be equity. Everybody has to be treated equally. There should not be any kind of prejudiced or any kind of partiality. There has to be a stability of tenure. Because every organization has a particular character. They have a certain culture. Like if you go into any internet organization, e-commerce, you would see that the environment there is quite informal. Versus when you go into a banking organization, you would see that it is very formal. In a same organization, the front office, which is a window for the clients to come into the organization, it would be very formal, whereas the back office would be very informal. So you need to understand the culture of the organization, and that would help you perform better. You need to take a lot of initiatives. You should not be sitting back and thinking, okay, this is the policy, this is what I would do, this is the framework. You have to always look at ways in which you can help the organization perform better. You also always have to work towards ensuring that the environment within the organization is better, is more conducive for people to perform better. The other is a French word which is called esprit de corps. It is basically camaraderie. When you work in a team, you have to be a team player. You have to stand up with the team. You have to collectively take a decision. There are no egos. There are no yous and eyes. It is always we. Henry Foyle, what he basically wanted to emphasize is that hostility and unease within the workplace occurred among employees in the different departments. So there is no upmanship. All departments, whether it is HR, it is finance, it is administration, it is legal, it is commercial, all these departments do contribute their bit for the larger organization to reach its objectives. Definitely, you also have to be approachable. You should be the go-to person when you are working in administration. People should not think twice about whether they should approach you or whether they should take it away. Normally, friction within organization of departments happens when there is miscommunication. It is better to be open, to have collaboration with different departments and have not only formal conversation but informal conversations. There are many such issues which could be sorted out over a cup of coffee instead of sending out an email or a business case around what incident has occurred. Definitely, you need to document certain things, but there are many better ways of managing situations. Administration definitely is an art. It is caring for people, facilitating services, delivering things. In order to do that, you need to have a certain mindset. You need to be open to suggestion. You should be a good listener when you are in a function which is very people oriented, where there is a lot of relationship with different levels of people within the organization, where they would approach you for a very simple thing that he is supposed to get this benefit, but he is not sure whether he is getting it correctly. There would be certain queries where people would come out and reach out to you saying that, can you help me understand this better? Hence, you need to be very people-friendly person for you to reach the apex of this department or this organization. It is definitely a science. Administration is not a very rough, very bland. It is very dynamic, and you need to understand what goes or what happens when an administration department takes certain stand or certain things. As an administrator, you would be required to ensure that certain policies are adhered to. It could be as simple as that if there is a lunch facility and if there is a fixed quantity of lunch which you get, some people would say that no, I want this, I would take this more, I would take this less. So you should know how to communicate to them that yes, this is the policy, or these are the benefits which are given to all employees of the organization. Hence, we should all ensure that we follow it and we don't cause any inconvenience to the other members of this organization. Administration, if we want to put it in a simple mathematical equation, what it could be? It would definitely be a concept. A concept could be an idea, a direction, and an effort which gives you a desired result. Let me correlate it with a certain thing. If tomorrow an organization decides to change the policy with regards to mobile usage, so you would come up with certain concept, and for that, as mentioned earlier, you need to do a lot of study, you need to collate a lot of data. It might be a simple decision of changing a service provider, but you need to do a lot of data collation, you need to do a lot of analysis of it, and after doing all that analysis, come up with a concept. Whenever you have a concept, you will definitely need to put in a roadmap to achieve or put in place whatever your concept wants to achieve, results. For that, you need to put your head together and move in a certain direction. And for you finally to achieve that, everyone needs to put in an effort. Everyone. Cross-functional people, the people who are going to be affected by the change, everyone needs to be on the same page, everyone needs to work together to achieve the final goal. As an organization is very dynamic, so everyone, as I said earlier, is contributing his little bit for the organization to work better. It could be a contribution for a simple security guard who averts an accident within the premises, to a commercial director coming up with a new marketing plan. It could be HR who comes up with new benefits. It could be finance who comes up with better way of managing taxes. So everybody's role in that organization, every department, every employee, his role is important. He contributes to the organization in some form or the other. Not all contributions can be correlated to monetary benefits. There are tangible and non-tangible benefits. It could be as simple as somebody coming up with a suggestion of carpooling and takes an initiative of let us all moving in one direction, pool a car. And that definitely would help other colleagues to reach office on time, reach factory on time, and be more efficient within the organization. So what we are trying to emphasize is that any organization becomes more effective, more efficient, when all employees of all departments are aligned to a certain goal. It could be a certain goal as simple as saving energy. Not everybody should say that no, the office boy or the peon would ensure that all lights are off. So everybody has an onus that if they are not using that particular air conditioning, that particular light or that particular projector or laptop or screen, switch the connection electricity off. And it would collectively work towards the organization achieving goals in saving energy and also being more greener for the environment. So as I mentioned earlier, we had seen that there is a concept, there is a direction, and there is an effort. So the concept was of saving energy. So everybody said yes, they would come ahead and try to work collectively in switching off equipments which are not used. They all work towards it with a plan. They collectively put in an effort, and definitely there was achievement of result, which is saving energy, making a greener effort. Hence, whenever you look at a thing, a department, organization, it should not be looked at in sections or in silos. It has to be looked collectively. Now, elements of employee involvement. As I have mentioned earlier, that if you had issues with a heavy energy bill, then definitely you come up with certain plan. So you should be in a position to be proactive. You also have to be reactive at some times, because not all situations you can foresee. So as and when the situation comes or a problem comes, I wouldn't say a problem, I would say a situation or an issue. So problem solving has to be there. It could be as simple as the state municipal or the city municipal doesn't have water supply due to some pipe burst. That's a problem. So you should come up with some certain solutions for it. Definitely you should meet conditions for empowerment. What I'm trying to, or we are trying to emphasize here, is that if you are giving somebody a responsibility or somebody an activity, you also need to empower him sufficiently to perform better. Team building, because all of us contribute. Not everyone on his own can do everything in life. You all have to work together. You should also always relook at how the organization is performing, how your department is performing, and relook at multitasking your employees within the organization, within the department, and come up with better structures. It also helps people renew their interest, or else monotony puts in a certain setback within how an employee performs, and his interest level as well as his vigor reduces over a period of time. Now, if you have set some expectations, and if that person does some action to meet those expectations, it has to be measured, also it has to be rewarded. Whenever we say that value, action, measurement and reward, so if you are setting certain goal to for an employee within your department, within the organization, the goal has to be SMART. Okay, SMART is, it can be made full form, it is an acronym. So the goal should be simple. M stands for measurable, A stands for achievable, R stands for responsible, and T stands for time bound. So if your goal is SMART, definitely it will be rewarded if you achieve that goal. The other part for an employee to perform better is continuous training and retraining. It doesn't mean that once you have read or you have mastered a certain topic, a certain subject, you always need to refresh your knowledge. Now, just giving you a simple example is that many years ago, we used to have a typical mobile from a very well-known company. That changed, phones moved from keypad to touchscreen. Now there are phones who work on voice commands. So if you know how a particular phone is working, and if that technology changes, you need to retrain yourself. Hence, you need to refresh your knowledge. Whenever you have a lot of employees within your department or organization, there has to be a lot of communication. When I say communication or a continuous communication, it has to be two-way communication. It doesn't mean that the communication has to be authoritative, or the communication has to be dictator type or tyrant type. You definitely communicate to employees about what the organization, or you as the head of the department, or you as part of the department are required to do, but you also should take feedback from them. Definitely, safety is number one. Whenever you are carrying out certain activity, it should be safe for you, for people, as well as for the environment. And definitely, to do all these things, there has to be a certain set of discipline. When we look at any premise or office or factory, there are definitely some possibility of hazards. If you see that hazard, you have to ensure that it is communicated to the levels as required by the organization to be escalated. Let me give you an example. It could be that there is a electrical wire which is bare. It could be as simple as that while accessing your office, your factory or your premises, there is some excavation work happening. So you need to understand the hazards or recognize the hazards, not only within your place of work but also in the near vicinity, and come up with some ways of mitigating those risk or hazard. There has to be an excellent management control. whenever an organization performs, it is a collective effort, but definitely the person at the top, or the supervisor, or the manager, senior manager, vice president, or MD, ensures that all of us collectively work towards achieving that goal. And it requires a lot of people skills. When we look at administration as a department, the main objective of that department is monitoring how the policies are working, how the office is functioning, how the organization is functioning, controlling, streamlining, enforcing those policies, and ensuring that everyone gets the benefits what they are required to get, and they get timely services. So with this, I come to an end of the first chapter. I hope that my insights on this chapter were helpful, and wish you best of luck.